This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, lessons for life from the world's meekest man and his management consultant. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the highest paid and most interesting jobs in today's business world is a position called management consultant. These people are specialists who have many years of experience in a particular field and now work independently to help corporations become more efficient, produce more, and choose the right workers. I must confess, a few years back, I didn't even know these people existed. Is it a new innovation? No, not at all. In fact, the first management consultant on record is a man named Jethro. He appears in the book of Exodus, chapter 18. Moses was in big trouble. He was overworked, bogged down with a ton of details. And the people he led out of Egypt were now coming to him with all of their complaints and problems. Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses and the first management consultant, examined the situation and gave Moses some very sound advice. And how did Moses react? Did he say, "Who are you to give me advice, you pompous Midianite? Don't you know who you're talking to? You're talking to Moses, the only man alive who gets his orders directly from God himself. Shove off and take your advice elsewhere. I'll get along just fine without it." No, he didn't say that. In fact, the record states in Exodus 18, verse 24, "So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he said." Moses stuck with the big issues, praying for the people and teaching them the word of God, showing them the way that they must walk and the work that they must do. But what about all those people problems and complaints? Moses chose a group of men who brought difficult cases to him, but they judged every small matter themselves. Here was a great plan and a very simple solution to a very difficult problem. And Moses was willing to accept instruction, to admit he was wrong, to admit the fact that he needed help, to listen to his father-in-law and take advice he was given. Friend, here's a great lesson. Are you becoming set in your ways, not open to change, not eager for advice? Or do you seek to learn from others, as Moses did? Pride is a roadblock to maturity. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we must walk humbly before God and man. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.